The Lord be with you.
A reading for the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, so others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And I say to you, you are Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I'll give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the lives of two of our greatest saints, Saints Peter and Paul. Peter and Paul, as you know, were very imperfect, just like each and every one of us gathered this morning. And what's so amazing about our Lord is he chooses the broken of the world to do great things. We look at Saint Peter, who so always wanted to do the right thing, but time and time again, his mouth got him into trouble. But what did Jesus do with that? He made him the very first pope. And St. Paul, who went around persecuting, literally murdering Christians, had this great conversion, became one of the greatest saints that we've ever known. So in other words, my friends, there's hope for all of us. Despite our mistakes, despite our shortcomings, God is calling us on a daily basis to do good things in his name. And oftentimes, what God is asking us to do is to simply love the people around us, those we live with, those we call family, those who test our patience. So, my dear friends, we're so blessed to be Catholic because we have the example of the saints who went before us, our family who's made it into heaven, and that's what we're called to do, to be holy, to change, to learn from our mistakes, and convert to holiness. So let's ask Peter and Paul right now to pray for all of us, that we will have the strength to turn away from sin and to choose to do good things in the name of Jesus.